For the past several weeks, the city has been advertising for letters of interest from the community for the formation of four RFP review committees. One committee for the city attorney replacement, one for the landfill project, one for the belt freezer facility management, and one for the cold storage facility management. The council wanted five members for each committee. As of their last meeting on February 12th, the council had only received letters of interest from within the council and none from the public. Councilmember Don McConaughey suggested forgetting about the RFP committees and going back to how it was done in the past.
The way it's been done in the past is the RFP would come in, would be opened, we would get a recommendation from the department head at that time. When I was here before, it was Bob Caldwell. Now we have Carl Johnson, and it was actually quite streamlined, quite simple. It came before us, we got the information on what was brought forth, and a recommended a person to be accepted for that particular RFP, which was, as a general rule, the lowest bid. So, I don't know, I think we're kind of convoluting the issue and slowing things down, and it's not doing things in a timely fashion for the people who respond to these RFPs.
City Clerk Christy Jameson informed the council that the city had received proposals for the city attorney replacement and for the landfill project, as these deadlines had already passed, but they were sitting in a safe until the council decided what to do with them. She acknowledged that the RFP process was moving slower now than it has in the past. Councilmember Paul Southland said the council had no intention of changing the way the city has always handled RFPs.
I don't think we ever intended that we set up RFP review committees for every little RFP that went out. The belt freezer and the cold storage facility management were some particularly large projects that we anticipated some interest in from the public in reviewing. Apparently that's not come forward. The landfill, I am at a loss as to how that got in the RFP review committee process, why that wasn't handled as a normal staff RFP, but it wasn't. I would suggest that we send it back to the normal RFP process that Don suggested. These RFP review committees were set up for the abnormal, which were the cold storage facility management and the belt freezer. We never intended to change the RFP review process to every RFP that the city issued. That would certainly not be very effective.
Councilmember James Stowe made the motion to cut down the four RFP committees to just one, made up of council members and city staff. The council decided to make it a five-member committee comprised of council members Paul Southland, Don McConaughey, James Stowe, City Manager Bob Pernella, and the appropriate city staff member. This one committee would deal with the RFPs for city attorney replacement, belt freezer facility management, and cold storage facility management. The RFP for the landfill project would be turned over to the Public Works Department. According to City Clerk Christy Jameson, the city has received a proposal from Wrangell Seafoods for the cold storage facility management. Wrangell Seafoods has also submitted a proposal for the belt freezer facility management. There were no other proposals received Friday, February 15th, which was a deadline for both the cold storage and the belt freezer. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.